America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With the 7th pick in the 2024 NBA Draft, the Portland Trailblazers select Donovan Clingan from the University of Connecticut. Just like
the fajita, I write what I live. The non-spoiler edition, as Adam Silver stepped to the podium to announce Donovan Clingan was the newest Portland Trailblazer after a kind of a wild 15-minute period leading up to the 7th pick. But even before that, about an hour before the draft, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that the Portland Trailblazers and the Washington Wizards had agreed on a deal in principle that would send Malcolm Brogdon the 2024 number 14 overall pick, a 2029 first round pick, the second most viable or valuable in that draft, or in that draft that the Trailblazers currently own, which is one of three.
Yes.
And then 2 second round picks for Wizards wing Denny Avdija, a 23-year-old player who finished last season averaging 15-7-4, shooting 50-37-74, while having arguably the best non-rookie scale value contract in the entire NBA. So let's walk through why that's important and what they did and how that all works out. And first of all, let me just say this. I've had a few people like, I thought you said you really liked Cody Williams in the draft. They took Donovan Clingan. Why aren't you bothered? Because they essentially said, we have Cody Williams at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did here. Before the draft, they addressed the wing need that I wanted them to go address. And it wasn't a, well, let's see if Cody Williams can be good. Denny Avdija is legitimately good right now, Jeff. That's the thing. He's not good in principle. He's gotten better every single year.
Yes.
And it's the thing is, like, just because I think a lot of people aren't familiar with him, because he played on a very, like, everybody wants to talk about how bad the Blazers are.
Yeah.
No. There's levels of suck there's rungs of hell. The Blazers aren't in the 14th rung of hell. The Wizards are in the 14th rung of hell. Like, that's what true hell looks like. And it's very, everybody's like, oh, his stats are empty. I'm like, do you know how hard it is to be effective on a team that bad and that dysfunctional?
Yeah. Especially once Jordan Poole came in.
Sweet sassafras. Like, what? I don't understand it. Please make my brain stop hurting. But as it pertains to Denny Avdija, Denny Avdija is 6'9". Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Blazers like players that are 6'9"?
Yes.
Do they need more of those?
Yes.
Okay. So if the Blazers traded a package to go get a player that is under 25, which check the box, is plus size, checks the box,
mm-hmm.
plus athlete, checks the box, plus defender, checks the box, can shoot, checks the box. Oh, also, he has playmaking. The thing that I have said over and over and over again, shooting can be taught. It's probably the easiest thing to teach when you're talking about skill development. The thing that is almost not teachable at all, that is intrinsic, that is you either have it or you don't, is feel and playmaking.
Mm-hmm.
And playmaking with size is the rarest commodity in the NBA to me. Last season, you take a look at how effective he was for forwards. Tell me if this is a good number, Jeff. Among all forwards in the NBA last year, according to Cleaning Glass, he was in the 89th percentile.
That tends to be pretty good.
In assist rate.
Mm-hmm.
89th percentile.
Yes.
So you're getting a guy that fits exactly what you want on your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
His contract is an absolute home run. For those that don't know, his contract is declining in value.
Yes.
So this year is it's at its highest value. It goes down as the cap goes up.
Right. So now he's got 4 years left, right? Mm-hmm. So is this year the first year on that
first
deal?
First year of that deal. Okay. So he is under control for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be 27 yeah. going.
And with the cap going up, it's going to be, that's a very friendly number.
It allows them to do a lot.
Yes.
Think about this. In his fourth year of his deal, he's going to make $11.5 million or 300% less than Jeremy Grant.
Yeah. I mean, what do we figure the mid-level will probably be more than that by then?
Oh, it already is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine mid-level at that point in time is around $15.5, $16 million.
So that's a what, as Eddie Murphy would have said, what a bargain.
Just, I mean, it's his contract is insane. And it's like, it's not just about his contract. It's about his contract and his production.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. So you take a look at as far as where he rates as a creator with his size, plus creator. His points per shot attempt, after struggling with his three ball the first couple years in the league, he started knocking down threes, and all of a sudden, his points per shot attempt got him up to the 72nd percentile. You take a look at, and everybody wants to kill Jeremy Grant for rebounding. Rightfully so. He's not a great rebounder.
Yeah.
Among all forwards, here is where Denny Avdija has rated in defensive rebounding percentage. 94th, 90th, 97th, and 93rd percentile among defensive rebounding forwards.
Not too shabby.
That is a plus rebounding forward.
Yes.
So, is he a great, you know, offensive rebounding forward? Not really. He's about average. 57th, 48th, and 60th. So, it's again, you kind of average that out. He's slightly above average at minimum. He's not a real high stocks guy, blocks and steals, but he's a good positional defender and disruptor. The big thing for about him is his shooting. The change this past year was he became a god from the corners after shooting roughly 33-ish percent through his career from the corners. He shot 48% from three this year.
Not too shabby.
Which elevated his three-point percentage a truckload.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and what's nice to see is that through his 4 years, as his usage increased, he just got better.
Yeah, he's gotten better every year.
And like, but in terms of like shooting percentage and everything.
Yeah, no, across the board. Like, yeah. That's what you, that's called what, Jeff?
Improvement.
Development.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not always linear, but here's the crazy thing, guys. Young players get better.
Yeah. Crazy.
And I've seen people say,
as long as they have the right guys developing.
Well, good, but know. I mean, even with the Wizards, like.
That's a topic for perhaps later today.
But I'm saying, even with the Wizards, like you're talking about like development stuff, like if players will find it. Now, can you help accelerate it with the right guys? Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. But I firmly believe that guys will find it if they have it.
Yeah.
Avdi is a guy that I've liked for a long time. Really liked him when he came out in the draft. I think I had him. I was going through my old tweets. I think I had him second in my rookie of the year poll going into that season. I was like, I really, 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 really liked him. Again, I have a type, 6'8" to 6'10", toolsy wings. Like,
yeah,
that's my jam.
With length.
Yeah, that's my jam. Like, you know, go down the list. Jonathan Isaac, Jabari Smith Jr., you know, Jeremy Grant, Denny Avdija. I think I already said Jonathan Isaac. Scotty Barnes. Like, those are, I like those kinds of players. Mm-hmm. Toolsy wings. This is the thing about this that makes a ton of sense of the Trailblazers. I've seen some people say, well, I wanted somebody with more upside. He's younger than Dalton Connect.
Yeah.
He's not ancient. He's still got development left. He went 14-7 and basically 4 this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is not to say that this is the case, but I just was like, I wonder what kind of players have averaged 14-7 and 4 with his shooting splits over the last 15 years. It's all Hall of Famers.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kevin Durant. It's LeBron James. It's Al Horford. It's like, basically, I was looking 14-7-4. I'm sorry, it's an over 6'7". Because finding those kind of talents with size, that's the important thing, right? Like, that's, you look at the Boston Celtics. Like, that's what they have. They have skilled players with size.
Yes.
And I think that that's the thing that matters so, so much in how you go about this stuff. So that gets the we're getting trades. Do. We'll pocket that and we'll ask Eichen about that when he comes on. Actually, you know what? We'll dive into this right now, and then we'll talk about Don.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
Yeah. A trade has been announced right now. Adrian Wojnarowski and Shams Charania 4 seconds apart, 3 seconds apart. the Sacramento Kings are trading Davion Mitchell and Sasha Vezenkov to the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors are in turn sending Jalen McDaniels to the Kings in the deal. Davion Mitchell, one of the best nicknames in all of sports, off night. Because if Davion Mitchell's guarding you, you're about to have an off night.
Yeah.
Sasha Vezenkov is the guy that they just got to come over from overseas. An older player, but an absolute hooper. I really love him. I like Jalen McDaniels a little bit. I think this is a money situation where they don't want to pay Davion Mitchell, and I think Jalen McDaniels might have. Let me take a look at his contract. I think Jalen McDaniels has a little bit more on his deal. This time of year, all contracts blend together because I swear to God, I've been staring at a cap sheet for the past 7 hours. No, this is his last year. Okay, so he has one more year left. Jalen McDaniels, obviously the brother of Jaden McDaniels. So many of the McDanieli out there.
Yeah.
It was rumored that the Kings have been looking to make some deals. That is for sure. They retained Malik Monk, and they tried to move out of 13. They ended up taking Devin Carter last night, who I think is a great player. But by taking Devin Carter, they basically said, all right, there's our third guard. See you, Davion. That's essentially what's happened here. So for everybody's like, oh my God, the Blazers took another center. They're going to get no value. And it's like, guys, it's okay. Let's just chill. It does sound like that Time Lord Robert Williams could be on the move.
Right. Well, back to the previous point, the whole point of trades a lot of the time is because you have a logjam at a certain position.
That's why trades happen.
Right, exactly. So why is it all of a sudden now it's like, oh, you're not going to get the value for it because people know that you need to move them.
It's like, yeah.
This is what happens in trades.
Yes.
Like, all the time.
I've made a decision I'm going to go with this path. Yeah, that's the normal thing.
It's not often that you ship out a position where you still need somebody, you know, where you ship out a position of need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you trade somebody because you've got stuff there.
Or if you're in the case of the Wizards, you're like, all right, we're starting from scratch.
Yeah.
I still don't, like, I understand that they're trying to kind of clear the deck for Alex Saar and Bilal Coulibaly to play like 3-4-5. But giving up on Avdija, it definitely made a lot of teams go like, wait, Denny Avdija was available?
Right.
It's a little bit weird.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.